Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, a couple things are going on in Ukraine. First of all, I understand that Vladimir Zelensky is celebrating the fact that Joe Biden has given him permission to use some long-range U.S. missiles to fire into Russian territory. And there's been some fallout from that because now Russia has responded with lowering the threshold for the use of nuclear weapons. That's how I understand it. And a lot of people are worried about what might be going on. We're fortunate enough to have Jonathan Savage with us from Fox News Radio, who's been covering this war pretty much from the beginning. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is the latest situation? What exactly does this reaction from Russia mean?
Yeah. Now, Russia had warned that if the United States allowed Ukraine to use American missiles to attack Russian territory, that would be an escalation. It would increase tension, make the United States more deeply involved in the war in Ukraine, and promised there would be some sort of repercussion. Today, Vladimir Putin has formalized Russia changing its nuclear doctrine, saying it could consider using nuclear weapons if there's a conventional assault from a country that isn't just a nuclear power, but is supported by a nuclear power such as the United States. This is something which had been on the cards for a couple of months, as had the U.S. decision, because Ukraine had been asking for this right for a very long time. But it being formalized today, it may seem a bit too much of a coincidence for many people. The Kremlin says that it's not directly related, but certainly the timing of this is getting people's attention.
Well, you have to wonder what Trump's going to be able to do when he comes into office in about 2 months, because certainly he would never have allowed this to happen.
Donald Trump has said that he would bring the war in Ukraine to a quick end. He's never said how he plans to bring it to a quick end. But one thing that he will have the right to do when he takes back office is cancel this approval, cancel Ukraine's right and ability to use long-range American missiles to attack Russian artillery, Russian air bases, Russian missile silos on Russian soil, if he chooses to do so. Now, Ukraine will be strongly appealing for him not to cancel that permission. In fact, Volodymyr Zelensky today, the president of Ukraine, saying to his partners in the West, together we have accomplished much, but we must not fear doing even more.
Jonathan, this war is in its 1,000th day, I understand. I believe it just marked that. Kind of give us an update on where things stand. It strikes me from the reporting I'm hearing that it's largely reached a little bit of a stalemate. Am I wrong about that?
It's not unchanging, but it has looked very similar for some time. Russia has taken control of large parts of eastern Ukraine. It's held that for many months and has been making gradual incremental steps forward over the last several months. The other major change we've seen since the summer is Ukraine taking several hundred square miles of Russian territory, an incursion into Russia, the Kursk region, trying to control part of Russia. It said possibly to act as a buffer between Ukraine and Russian forces, but also possibly to use as a negotiating tool if this war does end at the negotiating table.
Yeah, I know that North Korean troops have been involved over there, I understand. Is there any indication from the State Department why the President Biden would have made this decision on the missiles with only 2 months left in his administration? Isn't it true that Vladimir Zelensky has been asking for this for months?
He has been asking for this for months, and he, I think, has been trying to get some other allies to put pressure on President Biden and the White House to make this decision. But what we're told, what we understand, is that President Biden approved it spurred on by Russia inviting 10,000 North Korean soldiers into that fight against Ukraine, seeing what Russia doing as an escalation that requires an escalation in response.
But what confuses me is the fact that the North Korean troops have been in Russia for weeks. I mean, I remember reporting on that for quite some time. So even after that, Biden delayed this decision. So that's especially what's odd to me about the timing of all of this.
He's coming in for a lot of criticism about the delay, but the West has been criticized many times by Ukraine and its allies for delaying decisions that it's eventually made. Ukraine asked for tanks, asked for fighter jets, and it took an awful long time for the US and the West to give them those weapons and those bits of military hardware. This is going to be criticism which is going to come. Some say it may be too little, too late, perhaps a confused strategy, but at the same time, Ukraine is grateful and is concerned that this move could be rolled back in the new year.
Wow. Jonathan Savage, Fox News Radio, thank you for the information. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good to get a sort of on-the-spot view. You don't have to be a foreign policy expert to understand the danger Joe Biden has put the world in here. He resisted this call to allow these weapons to be used up until the last 60 days of his administration, which puts the problem squarely in Donald Trump's lap. And I can't help but to analyze it any other way, except that he wants to commit force in a way that doesn't, that kind of boxes Donald Trump in, right? Now that he's given Ukraine that permission, even if Donald Trump withdraws that permission, Russia's already changed its policy. I think it's extraordinarily dangerous what Joe Biden's done here. I mean, it's almost like he's pushing this to expand this war to spite the incoming administration. Mm-hmm. I don't know why else you'd make a last minute change with 2 months to go.
Especially when, if his reasoning is because North Korean troops have been there, like I mentioned, they've been there for weeks. I think the timing of this is very concerning. I think this was just stupidity on Joe Biden's part. Whoever was the driving force behind this decision and somehow convinced Biden to say yes, it angers me, to be honest with you. And I know Trump will come in there and cancel this agreement that we have with Ukraine, but who's to say that the Ukrainian forces won't take advantage of that in these next 60 or so days, use the missiles, and then that just further escalates the situation there with Russia. And then when Trump takes office, we're entering into World War III, and maybe that's a bit dramatic, but I mean, that's where my head goes, worrying that any little incremental move forward using U.S. weapons could seriously launch us into World War III.
Well, people like Jonathan Savage, I'm sure, have a better hand on this. Jim Carafano, to a greater extent, as a foreign policy expert. I think what we've witnessed in Ukraine is evidence that the mighty Russian army can't even take over a second-rate country like Ukraine with a weak, fairly weak military. Now, I'm not saying they don't have an iron will, because they've stuck with it and they've resisted for a long time, but they haven't even been able to complete what they're doing in Ukraine. I don't know how big of a threat the world faces from Vladimir Putin, who understands, whether it's still policy or not, the idea of mutually assured destruction. If he unleashes nuclear weapons, he's going to get hit with nuclear weapons, and then everybody dies. Mm-hmm. I can't envision him going there, because all he wants to do is be in power. And you're not in power if you've been nuked. So I just hope that we're not on the precipice of something like that. Those are dangerous times. And Joe Biden is not helping by stirring the pot right now, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.